This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. Just dial on in toll free, 855-450-FREE. It is the live Saturday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
So again, toll free number brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're going to get into some pretty outrageous news coming out of Washington, D.C. here in a moment. Also, want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, KSMD, in Searcy, Arkansas, 99.1.
Awesome.
News Talk. So welcome aboard. They're coming on for Saturday and Sunday nights. And they're a live affiliate, which is always nice to have people listening live. So
but they can call in.
Well, you can call in anyway, even if the radio station you're listening to isn't airing us live. We are live 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time, 7 days a week.
It's just a lot less likely that somebody will.
It is. You can always schedule a call, and then you can listen to yourself later on. So give us a call about whatever's on your mind. If you're new to the show there in CRC, then you probably figured out already. This isn't our first weekend on. We always wait to welcome a new station once I know for sure they're actually airing the show. And so it's not our first weekend on there. It's kind of a different program, isn't it, Mark?
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is absolutely different than every other thing that you're going to hear on talk radio. For one, we call ourselves Free Talk Live, not the Ian and Mark show, because this is a show about the callers. They call in, talk about what's on their mind. Yeah, we hold their feet to the fire. Yes, we want to have a conversation, but you're much more likely to get on this show than you are to get on the other shows where some person is, the show's named after some person, and they spend the vast majority of time.
And you'll talk about what he wants to talk about for the whole time he wants to talk about it.
Or she.
And then maybe that person will open up the phones once a week for an hour or something like that, right?
They certainly don't focus on the calls the way that we focus on the calls. There's no doubt about it. And the other side of it is that we don't take the left or right paradigm. We believe in free markets on every issue, every time. We believe that free people interacting freely between each other is the best solution to every problem, and that every time governments intervene, that there are always unintended consequences, and largely those unintended consequences are negative.
Now, the issue that I wanted to bring to the table tonight, because yes, we will take your calls about anything, but obviously as talk show hosts, we got to do our job and bring stuff to talk about too. So what I wanted to share was from the Free Thought Project. And by the way, they do an amazing job over at thefreethoughtproject.com.
Agreed.
All kinds of great news, and it's always backed up by, you know, actual sort of legit mainstream media news stories and things like that.
They've got links and footnotes and stuff.
So here's what's going on. You may recall, if you've listened to Free Talk Live for a while or happen to have heard these stories in the news in the past, for the last decade, ever since 2001 and the attacks on the World Trade Center, there's been like this FBI kind of crackdown on terrorism. They're trying to put a stop to terrorists, right? And then every now and then you'll hear a story about how the FBI has stopped someone from setting off a bomb.
That they supplied to them.
Right. That they talked them into, supplied them with,
gave them
money, training, incentives. That it turns out that every time, almost every instance of a so-called terror plot being foiled within the last decade, over the last decade, between the two different Bush and Obama administrations, there have been story after story of these patsies, basically, like these suckers that, you know, they're angry at the federal government. That's true. I mean, the people that they're busting
here. Or Christians or white people or whatever they're angry at.
They're angry at, you know, usually it's they're angry at the government. And
they're angry largely because of what the government's done.
That's what I mean, because the government has gone over to other countries, the U.S., military has bombed people and destroyed lives and destroyed businesses and families, and so it's not too hard to find people who are angry with the state. But what they've done that I think crosses the line is pushing them toward doing something against the state, pushing these individuals who are, you know, in a state of mind that is maybe more vulnerable because of their anger, pushing them, encouraging them, giving them the means to commit an act of violence. Or at least the intention to commit an act of violence. Usually it's an inert bomb. It's not an actual bomb that they're supposed to set off because they thought it was a bomb, that therefore that's a criminal act.
It's hard for me to feel bad for, you know, some of these guys when I've read these stories and the way that the crime goes down. But I think that it bears pointing out that the FBI, you know, has trained, armed, and encouraged, and in many cases driven and done everything that they do to these folks. That's worth pointing out. And I also
right, it doesn't excuse the desire to kill somebody.
There's one case in particular where they killed a guy's chance of getting a job in another state because they didn't want him to go away. We worked too hard setting this guy up, right. And we're almost ready for him to do his bad deed, and then he wants to go get a job and change his life? No! Now, that is not the attitude of a law enforcement officer. Plus the fact that the FBI doesn't record interviews, audio or video. They just write things down, and we're expected to believe them. This isn't police work. I mean, this isn't even police work from the 1980s. No. This is police work from the 1940s. These people are acting like they're
police work from my understanding.
Or something.
Like, police work to me should be working to prevent crime, you know, by educating people and giving maybe self-defense courses and things like that to kind of stop crime from happening in the first place, preventative patrols, things like that. And then also to investigate crime after the crime has happened, to investigate based on whatever evidence happens to be there and find the person, hopefully, or people responsible for an actual, you know, violent or destructive act against other human beings or their property. That, to me, is what the police should be doing. What they shouldn't be doing is going out and creating a criminal. Now, I'm not excusing, you know, if somebody thought they were going to hit a button and they're going to explode a van full of bombs to kill innocent people, you know, I don't feel bad about them wanting to do that. That's a terrible thing for them to want to do. But the fact is, in almost every one of those occasions, they were coaxed into it, talked into it, pushed into it by these federal agents, and that is, it's wrong.
Well, we don't know how many people out there would commit a crime if it was as easy as pushing a button, but wouldn't commit a crime if it was as hard as putting in, you know, weeks and weeks of getting together, you know, bomb-making materials and stuff like
right,
that.
Which they don't do.
The question is, should we incarcerate everybody? Should we go out and try to create essentially these thought crimes? Go out and figure out who would push a button and kill people?
Well, to me, it sounds like entrapment. I mean, I can't say I know what the legal definition of entrapment is. But if you are encouraged by an undercover agent to commit a criminal act, if the undercover agent provides you with the tools that you'll need to commit that criminal act, and then the undercover agent is, you know, involved in arresting you for committing that act, that seems to me like just classic entrapment. But it's only happened at the FBI level, at least that we knew of, until now. Here's a story from the Free Thought Project. Undercover D.C. police are targeting people that they think may be susceptible to wanting to commit robberies in the future, giving them the means, including, in some cases, guns and getaway cars, and opportunity to do so. Instead of busting people for crimes they've actually committed, they're enticing these alleged would-be criminals with strip clubs, liquor, and situations that would likely not arise in normal life, then setting up SWAT teams to bust them for agreeing to the officers' plans. One example discussed in a Washington Post report tells the story of two undercover officers planning a robbery with three unknowing men, then supplying them with a 9mm pistol and an AK-47 assault rifle, before having a drink with them and uniformed officers busting in to arrest them. Another example included officers setting up a robbery of a liquor store. The officers agreed to provide the 18- and 19-year-old men with weapons, as well as buying these teenagers alcohol and trying to get them into a strip club. Michelle Peterson, an attorney for one of the young men, stated the police...
I hate the idea that let's liquor people up and see what they'll say. At that point, this is essentially what we're saying here is you know, let's buy people alcohol right. and see what they'll say. Because
all right, Jimmy, you want to go rob that place now?
Yeah, hell yeah!
You know... I mean, conspiracy is a charge, right?
Yep.
But, I mean, this is essentially, hey, this guy wants to rob a liquor store, and if I keep talking to him about it, he'll buy me drinks and take me to a strip club. This is crazy.
Yep. Welcome to Washington, D.C. But the question is this happening anywhere else? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about some of these cases here in a moment, what they're up to. This, to me, this is entrapment, isn't it?
I think you need to commit the crime, and I think the conspiracy is always a very weak thing.
Yeah, but they'll send you to prison for conspiracy charges.
Oh, well, they'll send you to prison for anything. They got a prison industrial complex. They make money off you.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
Success. LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are in the middle of the live Saturday edition of the program, and of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Perhaps you'd care for a fresh cup of coffee? Well, unfortunately, we can't give it to you directly over the radio, but you can get a whole pound of it for free.
Delicious coffee, too. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's the best of the best coffee. It's BuzzBox coffee. You can go over to coffee.freetalklive.com, sign up for the subscription there, get a free pound of coffee. You pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the pound. But if you continue to get your coffee through that subscription, you can cancel it at any time. If you continue to get your coffee there, you'll be doing business with a company, BuzzBox, that we signed up with. And the reason we did was because they, not only do they care about their own workers, you know, they set up something that's far better than what they call fair trade out there. It's a coffee co-op where they take people in poor countries and they allow them to own their own little coffee farm, and that really makes life better for them. But also, for people who participate with, you know, coffee.freetalklive.com, we are able to give microloans. For every 10 people who sign up, we're able to give another microloan to another poor family around the world, whether they need a plow or a sewing machine or, you know, some kind of restaurant equipment, whatever it is they need to get a hand up, we can do that. So please help us help other people by getting your coffee that you already drink. You drink coffee already. Just drink better coffee. Drink it through coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. We're talking about the D.C. cops who are apparently in the sort of the vein of the FBI going around and setting people up to fail. They are creating crimes where one would not have necessarily existed, plying young males in D.C. with guns and alcohol and even strippers in an attempt to get them to sign on to commit a robbery, for instance. And then once they agree to commit the robbery, then the cops come in and they arrest these characters. We'll continue with the story here, but Lewis has some thoughts he wants to share in Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hello, Lewis.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to talk about the difference between entrapment and, you know, what would be a legitimate investigation in that sort of situation.
Sure.
So if, let's say, somebody goes to the police and they say, Joe Schmo was planning to blow up the police station in Keene, and he's getting ready to do it. And the police then disguise themselves as arms merchants and set them up with the fake explosives, and they go and they demonstrate that, yes, they're willing to detonate the bomb. Okay, then that's not entrapment. But if the police hear somebody is mad at the police department, and then they go over and they suggest to the guy, hey, you know, if you're really mad at the Keene police, we can give you a bomb and you can blow up the headquarters.
Yep.
Then that's entrapment.
So then you would agree that it sounds to me like the D.C. police are absolutely entrapping these young men. They are supplying weapons. They are plying them with alcohol. They are plying them with strippers in order to get them to agree to this thing. Which, by the way, I think one of the most important points about entrapment is it doesn't allow, and conspiracy charges, they don't allow for people to change their mind. Maybe while they were in a drunken state at a bar, they agreed that they would go ahead and go along with this particular heist. And then maybe the next day or whenever it was that this was going to happen, they thought a little further on it and they thought, what the hell have I agreed to do here? I've got a family or whatever. And then they bail out at the last minute or a day before when it was actually supposed to happen. You don't actually get to find that out because they're just arresting them right out the gate.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. If it's, and also, if the police went to them with the suggestion that, hey, look, you could do this,
yep,
it has to be the person's idea, and the person already has to be well on his way. Like when you see these things on the TV where the police discover that somebody's planning to kill their wife, and so the FBI agent disguises himself as a hitman. That person has already got the murder planned, and he thinks the policeman is a hitman.
Yeah.
And the policeman just makes him think that he's facilitating what he's already got cooking.
That's I think you make an important distinction here.
Right. Well,
But if the policeman says, boy, your wife is a pain in the foot, I could
knock
her off for you, then that's entrapment.
That's planting the suggestion. Go ahead, Mark.
What they can say is that to sort of get around this is, hey, I've got a truckload of AK-47s or, a small dirty bomb or whatever it is that I've got in my truck, and I can get it for you. What do you think you'd like to do with it? And then you've got them, if I had that many AK-47s, I'd rob a bank or, whatever it is that one might do.
Yeah. So either way, I think that's an unacceptable.
Well, I think that first off, when we start, let's get them drunk. And bring in some strippers, and then talk to them about a crime. I think that at that point we've gone way too far.
Lewis, thanks for the clarification. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's also like one of the things that's always puzzled me, really, is when they go after sex criminals on the Internet, and the police go on disguised and send this guy emails, hey, I think you're gorgeous, why don't you come to my place? And when the guy does, they arrest him.
Yep. And there are some of them who will say...
I think that they're cutting a very, very fine line there between investigating and entrapment.
Yeah, the thing is that no one cares about that one. That's one that is the public just they eat up. They love to hear people that they don't care how Randy the 11-year-old acted. What they care about is we got ourselves another sex criminal off the streets.
Yeah.
I don't know what the ages. I don't pay that much attention, but I don't know what the ages that they the police officers who pretend to be young boys or young girls, but I often think that
it's 14 to 21, depending, typically, and the ones I've seen, at least around here in Keene. There was one recently where
someone pretends to be less than 21.
Well, right, it was a different situation. The same guy who normally pretends to be a 14-year-old boy or girl or whatever, he was also pretending to be a 21-year-old girl who was a college student looking to make some money from somebody who'd placed an ad on Craigslist. So some local guy here in Keene placed an ad on Craigslist looking to find somebody to do some porn shoots, basically, right? And shooting porn is technically legal in New Hampshire, so long as it's not for your own personal consumption. It has to be intended for sale. And so
that would just be prostitution. We couldn't have that, right?
So the individual or the police officer managed to, as the character of this college girl, and Keene's a college town, as the character of this 21-year-old college girl, managed to get this individual to agree that the videos that he would be shooting would only be for his personal collection. So she wouldn't do the shoot if it weren't for his personal collection. They arrested him and charged him with 3 counts of prostitution.
Did he do the shoot?
He did. No, he didn't. I'm sorry.
How could he do the shoot?
He'd agreed to do the shoot.
So at that point, he's what? Agreed to?
The prostitution is when you agree to the price for the sexual
service.
Because
at that point,
he hasn't
had a chance to put a pen in front of this woman's in her hand so that she can sign a contract.
Agreement. That's all they ever need. Lewis, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you this evening. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's as soon as you get the agreement of sex for money, typically is when the cops will move in and make an arrest. And that's what they did. What they did was they set up the meeting in, like, the McDonald's parking lot or something like that, and then they arrested him. More coming up, 855-450-FREE.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Especially want to hear from you if you have any feelings on the situation that I would call entrapment, where the police are targeting people in D.C. Now, I'm going to read the police's response to this in a moment here from a different story in the Washington Post. They're saying that they're only going after people they know are real criminals, not just like, you know, some guy in a bar who happens to be drunk and talking tough. But we'll continue with that here in a moment. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Hey, you want to get a free Bitcoin wallet? It's easy. You go to blockchain.info. Now, maybe you don't know yet what Bitcoin is. It's a decentralized, internet-based currency that is arguably taking the world by storm. Dell Computers recently started taking Bitcoin, and they are the third largest company in the United States, third largest privately owned company in the United States. Other companies like Newegg and Overstock and WordPress, many others, are jumping on board and taking Bitcoin as payment on their websites. And some stores, brick and mortar, are actually taking Bitcoin in person. The new blockchain.info app, which is available for Android. There's one available for iPhone, but it's not the new one. I don't know when that one's coming out. But the Android one's been upgraded. It's even better than ever. And you can go and get your wallet for free over at blockchain.info. It's a great way to get started with Bitcoin. That's blockchain.info. Also, blockchain.com, if you want to go there to easily download the web wallet or the not the web wallet, but the Android wallet, the app. Blockchain.com has that front and center right on the front page, so go and check that out as well. So we're talking about this story out of Washington, D.C., which has a lot of similarity to some of these FBI terrorism busts over the years that have occurred, where the FBI basically encourages and gives money to and gives shelter to and, you know, it does everything they need that needs to be done to sort of facilitate an individual into becoming a trigger man, somebody who is going to trigger a bomb in a van or something like that. And it turns out that, you know, maybe this person wouldn't have done that had they not been coaxed into it by the FBI agents. Now, DC police are doing the same thing when it comes to armed robbery. They've been going around and plying potential armed robbers with alcohol, strippers, and even giving them guns. You know, kind of setting it up for them to commit an armed robbery, and then they come in and they bust them. Now, in the Washington Post story, it points out here that this is kind of the other side, so I'm going to give it the police argument here. In the past 2 years, the D.C. police stings have resulted in convictions of more than a dozen men in federal court, and the tactic has overcome the few legal challenges it's faced in the district, but has prompted harsh criticism. Defense attorneys and some legal experts have asked whether the police should be encouraging people to commit crimes that they might not have otherwise committed by providing invented opportunities, and in some cases, guns and even getaway cars. Critics ask how law enforcement officials can distinguish between someone who's just puffing and someone who intends to carry out a crime. Because there's a lot of tough talk. Now, Mark, you're a guy who spent time in prison. So you were actually around people who did things. Like, they actually did commit crimes and hurt people. But, you know, was there a lot of tough talk in prison in your experience?
People talk tough everywhere. Right. You know, I would do this and I would do that is, you know, heard everywhere. But, yeah, I mean, I think that one really steps across the line when one even considers talking about a conspiracy charge. It's one thing if you really sort of catch people in the midst of planning something. Like, I know what that feels like. I got that, and I understand why we want to have a charge for that. I get it. But really, don't we want to see who's going to do what and who's not going to do what? Mm-hmm. Don't we want to see who's willing to commit a crime and not willing to commit a crime? Because this is that moment of truth.
Yeah.
When you're standing there with the gun in your hand, and you're willing to do this thing or that thing. I don't know. Because what the FBI did in most cases is they actually had somebody go out with a dummy detonator or something like that, plant a bomb in a trash can or whatever, and then attempt to set it off, and then they would get them. And then their case is significantly better than, hey, you know, what do you think about robbing a bank?
But still, even in the FBI case, I object to it, Mark, because it's manufactured from the word go. This is a manufactured crime. These are individuals who may otherwise have not have committed those acts had they not been pressured, coaxed, and bribed into it by these agents.
This is the problem with having the charge at all.
Yeah, I don't like conspiracy charges.
I don't like them either, but if we're going to use them, we need to use them.
I'm not using them.
Okay.
You mean the government?
If we're going to sit around and allow law enforcement to use these kind of crimes, well, then we need to come up with really strict verbiage.
It's not working, Mark.
No, it hasn't worked in decades.
It's getting worse. Now you've got a situation where the police are just making up, hey, let's go rob
the police.
The police
in this country are out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who's paid any attention sees that the police are out of control. I don't know if we're in a police state. I don't know how you define a police state, but I would like to know how you define a police state, because from where I sit, all the elements of a police state are in place.
Absolutely.
They don't affect me. Generally, I don't see a cop in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But
you were in Manchester last night. There was a DUI checkpoint there.
Right.
Manchester,
warrantless
New Hampshire.
Stops.
Yeah.
Warrantless stops of people
checking
on their way.
Everyone.
Your papers, please. Everybody gets stopped. Everybody gets asked for their license. Why are you asking me for my license, officer? Why do you need to see my registration? Why have I been stopped?
No probable cause to pull you over. No probable cause whatsoever.
If there's a drunk person behind me, they could ram into the back end of me.
So, anyway, by the way, there was like 40 activists that came out to oppose the DUI checkpoint in Manchester, so that's awesome.
Right, right. The cops are out of control, but those are bad Americans.
A testament to the Free State Project and the success of the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to the same place. That's what's happening here in New Hampshire, and you can check out freestateproject.org. If you're sick and tired of the police state and the ever encroaching state on your business and your personal life. So again, freestateproject.org. So back to the story here from DC.
I still want to know what separates what we have today from a police state. I really want to know.
Would you like calls on that? Because we can take them at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So is your question that if someone who's listening does not believe that this is a police state, what would the criteria be for that person to agree that it is a police state? What would have to change? What would you have to see? What would it be that you would say, huh, maybe this is a police state?
Right. So, like, my world isn't a police state. I don't live in a police state. I drive here and back. I drive to work and back home. And I generally don't see police officers. I don't have any much contact with them. I don't have any kind of beef with them. But when I read the news stories, I pay attention to the news. I'm on the talk show here. I see many things in the news that look remarkably like a police state. So I just sort of want to know. I mean, can I live in a world that is both not a police state for me, but is a police state in this country? Because that's what it looks like to me.
All right. So you can answer the question if you would like. 855-450-FREE. But how, ask the critics, according to WashingtonPost.com, how can law enforcement officials distinguish between someone who's just puffing, talking tough, and someone who actually intends to carry out a crime? Law enforcement officials claim they typically identify their targets through police sources and review their history before going after them. Commander Melvin Scott of Narcotics and Special Investigations, who oversees these undercover operations, says, quote, "We have to feel comfortable and confident these are bad guys, the guys we want. We're not pressing these guys. They are boldly stating their job experience." On the evening of a planned robbery in September, five members of the crew met the undercover officer in a room made to look like a place where cocaine was stashed. They ordered Pizza Hut, sipped Corona, and waited for the signal from the officer's contact, a supposed drug courier who was actually an undercover federal agent. The officer gave them an out, saying, quote, "If this is not your thing, that's cool," he said, according to the record of the takedown. "I don't care. I'm good either way." No one flinched. "We're ready," two of the men said. Moments later, there was a bright flash and a deafening bang. The SWAT team dragged out the men by their feet.
Well, I'll tell you, in that circumstance, that's entirely different. You know, the guys have been given an out. They're waiting for the crime to be committed. Now, in my opinion, I don't think that people... I don't think drugs should be a crime. They sell them in drug stores. It's when somebody wants to do something entrepreneurially without the government's consent that they seem to have a problem.
Well, I think they were just meeting in a place that was made up to look like a coke den or whatever, but the plan was to rob some sort of store. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts? Is it a police state? And if you don't think so, what would make it one for you? It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
folks. This is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we have on the site. We're talking to you tonight about, and you can bring up anything, but right now on the table is the issue of setting people up for crimes that may not have necessarily occurred had the police not, provided the idea, the funding, the guns, the liquor, the strippers, the getaway cars, like putting everything together for these individuals who the police say are really bad guys and needed to go down in the first place. They're basically setting them up into committing a crime that wasn't actually going to happen in the first place. And I find it really disturbing. Also, that led to a larger question, Mark, that you had asked about the police state. You say you don't experience it personally, but yet you see all this news about, let's say, police killing dogs, family dogs, left and right. Those things happen all the time.
There's
police abusing photographers.
Right. They act like they can't be videotaped. There's all kinds of attacks on people with cameras all across the country. There's a lot of different checkpoints of a lot of different types. There's confiscations of money out of people's cars. I find that to be very disturbing. When I grew up, I was, you were always taught about the Nazis. This thing about the papers, please, mm-hmm. that you needed papers to travel from one place to another. And it's getting more and more like that. Since 9/11, you can't travel to Canada or Mexico without having a passport. It's just like, real ID, the federal government now decides how the state governments put together their driver's licenses. You've always had to have a driver's license, but now you have to have it for more things.
Let's go to the phones here and get your thoughts, starting with Ryan in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, first of all.
Sure.
I just want to say that in regards to the police state, I definitely think one aspect that shows that we are in the police state is that when you look at the growth of government over the decades in terms of how many laws have been written at state, both local and federal levels, ultimately those laws do protect the interests of attorneys and the justice system bureaucrats and the manpower to enforce those. So I think in that regard, we are are living in a police state, certainly. And when you talk about, you know, the police being involved in having facilitating crimes that wouldn't have happened otherwise on their own, I would say that that definitely happens, and there's a lot of incentives in place for that to happen. And, for example, like when people talk about HUD housing and what it's done to help.
When they talk about what?
When people have talked about HUD housing and how it's helped the poor, they forget that that when you cram, you know, a large number of people into a small area, that's going to facilitate more crime, drugs, and poverty, and helps to perpetuate the problem. And it doesn't incentivize them to better themselves to, you know, to get up and, you know, be less dependent on that and get out and work hard and, you know, help themselves and their families. And
yeah, it's certainly true that the system is created in a way that makes lives less livable. It makes life more difficult. We were just talking last night in detail about the Rich Paul hearings, and or maybe it was the night before that. But Rich is a friend of ours who's in jail right now for selling some cannabis in the past, and he was out on probation, and they violated his probation. And, you know, it's just like you always hear if you know people who've been inside this system. People get violated left and right, which means they're just, you know, not able to create a life for themselves on the outside, and they end up right back inside the cage. I mean, there's so many things about the system that discourage people from, you know, having a good life.
What the caller mentioned here was the 40,000 laws that are written in this country every single year. No one can read these things. No one can read all the laws in four lifetimes, just in this country, let alone the other countries.
Let alone your state laws.
Maritime law. No, I think that you could probably get through the U.S. code in a lifetime. Then you'd have to work on state laws after that. But it's, you know, it this is incredible. It's a lawyer industrial complex with the intention that we...
It's true.
If you come in contact with the government at any point, you have to have a lawyer representing you.
Oh.
And it's no surprise at all. Consider for a second, the legislative branch is full of lawyers. Do you think that they'd create a system where you have to have lawyers to interact with lawyers? Of course you would.
And absolutely. And, you know, also, too, I want to say how, you know, resourcefully and financially, how with this down economy and what's happened with, you know, the Federal Reserve banking and government's growth over the years. Now you look at the young generation and middle-aged people and baby boomers, it's going to be so hard for the upcoming generations to be able to, you know, retire securely and their offspring, you know, a more prosperous opportunity and, you know, for them to do well. And I want to say one thing too is just, you see a lot of studies about how there's more youth living at home with their parents. Well, I think if the government, you know, would have more honest banking and not, you know, do a bunch of quantitative easing, then I think that would help the younger generation not have to ask their parents.
Great point.
I think it's arguable.
Their situation. I mean, you know what I mean?
Great. Ryan, thank you for the call tonight, man. Great points. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The deck is stacked against people who are poor economically and criminally, meaning that a lot of these laws, like drug laws, are really enforced on poor people far more often. There's plenty of rich people using drugs, but they're just not getting busted as often because the cops aren't as likely to pull over a Lexus as they are to pull over some beat-up old junker. And then you factor into that the money system, like Ryan was talking about there. You factor into that the money system, which is basically designed to screw people. I mean, screws everybody, but except for the politically connected who get the money that they print out first before it trickles down into the rest of the economy, inflating the money supply and then making prices go up. And when prices go up, who does that hurt the most? Hurts poor people.
Of course it does.
Yeah. I mean, so if the price of bread goes from $1 to $2 for a rich person, that's no big deal.
The rich people aren't going to pay $2 for a loaf of bread anyway. They're already paying $6 for the 7-grain organically minced bread that they get from, you know, the specialty stores or whatever they do.
Let's continue here. Steve's in St. George, Utah. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KZNU. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to... I'm going to end up agreeing with you, but disagree with you that we're not in a police state.
Okay.
I completely reject that idea. It would be nice if it was that gentle of a concept. I call it municipal mafia. The model that we have is more resembles mafia than police. I mean, the police state. Because they don't follow their own rules. They do whatever they want. They got their thugs out there flashbanging babies in cribs and murdering girls instead of bringing medical attention. You know, all this stuff, it looks far more like mafia, municipal mafia than a police state.
That's an interesting description. I mean, it's certainly what cities are. They are the most successful criminal gangs in any given geographic area.
But this is true anywhere that you might claim that there's a police state. I mean, I don't know that there's a distinction between this. The police are the enforcement arm of the government, and the government is the most successful gang in a given geographic area. This gang is usually distinguished by the fact that they fly a flag outside of their headquarters. Now, admittedly, they're strange gangs that allow people to sort of vote on who their dons are going to be, mm-hmm. but the high-level functionaries never change. They rarely change.
Yeah.
Take a look at the Obama administration. It's basically the same people under the Bush administration.
Right. Well, the government seems to look around and find something that's just so horrible that the common people shouldn't be doing it, but hey, let's do it. You know, like Ponzi way back came up with this idea of taking some these people and paying these people and getting rich. Well, the government adopted that and calls it the Social Security program.
I would love to hear the, because, I mean, I've heard rebuttals that the Social Security system is not a Ponzi scheme, but I'm aware of what a Ponzi scheme is, and the Social Security system sounds remarkably like a Ponzi scheme, and I would like somebody to call in and tell me what is the difference between the Social Security system and a Ponzi scheme.
The difference is Social Security is a legalized Ponzi scheme.
Well, and you're forced to play ball. I mean, you know, wouldn't a Ponzi scheme be awesome if you had to play?
Hey, Steve, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. David is in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Hey, David.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Sure.
Yeah, I believe that we are in a police state, and the reason I say that, there are several reasons, but one thing comes to mind. Several months ago here in Columbia, we had an acting police chief, and there was a Facebook exchange that you may have heard of. There apparently was some drug bust that had taken place, and one of the Facebook participants challenged the chief, said you should spend more time dealing with the crime, as in because people were getting killed locally.
Like that he should spend more time investigating real crime rather than doing a drug bust?
Exactly.
Hold that thought. David, I want you to have time to tell the whole story. So, Hank, can you hang through the news? We're going to bring you back. I hope you can. Be back with more of David. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Maybe the music was scary. It's Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.